July 10th. And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Mark 4, verse 39. When one reads Mark's account of Jesus stilling the storm, it is interesting to note that it was written for an audience experiencing a different kind of storm, the one created by maniacal Nero, Roman emperor from 54 to 68 AD. Living in Rome, Mark saw all about him Christians being persecuted and killed. Power-mad Nero could tolerate no dual allegiance from any of his subjects, so Christians lived in daily fear for their lives. Murder, torture, imprisonment were commonplace. In the face of such threats, it must have been doubly reassuring to read the verse above that concludes the story of Jesus calming the sea. When trials and tribulations attack you, not as single spies but in battalions, remember that others before you have been similarly tested. If today you face some soul-wrenching task, if you are nervous and anxious to the point of physical sickness, ask your Savior to share your burden. He won't let you down. Thank you, Lord, for stilling the storms in our lives, for giving us a peace that passes understanding.